This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Fran Rona, Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. Think City, that has been organizing Arts on the Move, holding performances in the concourse of Masjid Jamiat LRT station, has organized a confluence festival. The festival rides on the city's name, the travel hub, and the diversity of people whose lives impact and are impacted by this part of the inner city. Cinzia Charamikoli, the artistic director of Theatre de la Cour, as part of the Confluence Festival, is staging something rather unique, at least for this part of the world, a performance which involves both artists and the inhabitants of Medan Pasar, which stretches over several weeks, culminating in a soup kongsi, or soup sharing. With me here is Cinzia to share not just the soup, but the ideas behind the festival. And with her is Rita Superbi.
Yes.
Now, Cinzia, this is not the first time you are here in Kuala Lumpur. In fact, you have lived in Kuala Lumpur, then went away, then came back, and you have always done community-like projects. What was the last one before this?
The last one before the Soup Kongsi is a project done in an area of Taman Melati, where there are housing estates, there are people who live in this council flats, and we have involved the community in our performance called Happy Express. Now, Happy Express is another product of Teatro de la Cour, where we easily can get the community involved and part of our performance, because wherever we go, we like to perform with people, not for people.
What is this Happy Express? Rita, were you involved?
Yeah, we started to work on this project because we wanted to create a performance to perform everywhere without problem of language, cultural, nothing, because in this performance we don't speak. So we found a way to communicate each other, the two actors, and with the audience without speaking.
Who commissioned this project?
Usually we decide to create a product and then we approach the councils or the private enterprises where we know that there is a need to create a project in the community. So then we approach them with already the idea or with a product that we have already in mind. Happy Express was born, as you said before, I lived here for many years, for 13 years. Then I went back to Europe. And when I went back to Europe, I found Europe very changed. I saw that there were no more boundaries, there were no more borders.
And because of EU?
Because of EU, because when I left, there were all different countries. So when I went back, it was all a big country. And we could travel without changing money, without showing passport. And this was something very new to me. So then we said, why don't we do something that moves along? So we decided to do this project that it's on railway stations, on train. So this is about travelers that meet and they don't understand each other because they come from different countries. With this simple idea, we approached communities, the council. The first one, we did it for the Lyon council. I was living in Lyon and Théâtre de la Cour was founded in Lyon. And I said, would you like a project like this? And they liked the idea, and so they commissioned the first project.
I assume that having lived in Malaysia for 13 years, you also made some connections with people in the arts in Malaysia. Did that allow you then to talk to Think City to do this specific project?
Yes, definitely. Although I left in 2008, every year I would come back to Malaysia to contribute to projects, to bring some workshops or performances. So I never really cut ties with all the connections that I had before. So Think City, it's one of the connections that I have, and also Shantini Venugopal from the Jumping Jelly Beans was my partner before. And so we never really lost each other. So we've been proposing projects all these years. So now I'm back.
But this project is something that has its roots back in Europe when you did something like this about a soup exchange or a soup barter. In Europe, what is this project called?
Okay, in Europe has another name because both Rita and I are Italians. So we decided to use a very simple soup that is called minestrone. And because the Théâtre de la Cour is from France, so we use this minestroc as a title. So troc means exchange, and minestroc, exchange with the soup. Now, this idea is a very simple idea that both of us got through an exchange on theater in the community in Madrid, because we are part of a network in Europe where we get together every year to exchange practice on working in the community, using theater or arts to connect with people. Kai Berthold from Odin Theatre said, guys, the easiest way to connect with people is make a soup with vegetables that everybody has and eat together. Forget about theater. Do something very simple just to connect with people. But then we thought we cannot sell this idea for very much. You know, it's like, oh, we go and get the vegetables from the people and then we make a soup and eat together. How much we can sell? Theater is our way of living. So we need to create a product that can give us some return so that we can live with it. So then we said, okay, let's just develop this idea of the soup by making a performance where we prepare this soup. So the project consists in some days before, we go and ask for the vegetables in the neighborhood in exchange of some artistic actions. Like, for example, for a carrot, we sing a song. For an onion, we do a dance.
You do it right there. You say, I will sing a song if you give me a carrot. I will dance if you give me a cauliflower.
Actually, no, it's opposite. We say, do you have a carrot? And or any vegetables, and they would look at us. We will sing for you. We need this vegetable to create a soup for everybody. So your carrot will be part of a big meal that we will serve for free in the neighborhood. We believe that the best gift that you can give to somebody is giving them the possibility of giving something. So anybody has a potato in their house, anybody has a carrot or something that can be part of this soup. So everybody will be happy, say, oh, yes, I do. And he knows that he did a good action or she did a good action. So this is the moment of connection, is when we give honor to the people. So they say, what you have is very important to us and it's important for the community.
Rita, why do you think it works? Why do you think that people want to participate in something like this?
At the beginning, maybe it can be shy or can be... It's not so easy sometimes, no? But I think that when they decide that it's a nice thing that we can exchange something, they can be part of a big project or together, and so they can be part of a performance. In a way, in a certain way, because maybe they are not actors, but they gave a carrot or they gave a tomato or something, and they are in this performance.
Do the people who contributed the vegetables to make your minestrone soup, did they show up to partake of the soup when it is made?
Usually, yes. Usually they do because they're very proud. Because in big cities, people start to not feel to be important for the communities. You are part of this big machine, but you don't know how important you are. In the moment they give you something concrete, like a carrot, they feel, oh, I did something really for this community. So it's really giving them pride. With that pride, they come And they stay there, so, oh, I give the carrot for that. And they can share with maybe a friend or a neighbor that they did this action.
Well, I understand that theater has many functions and different theater practitioners enter the world of the theater differently. Some will just perform on the stage, then the audience will buy a ticket and then come watch the performance. But both you and Rita have chosen to perform theater or to use theater in a very different way, which involves the community. What is the philosophy behind your kind of theater?
We come from a form of theater that we call it in Italy, the third theater. It was born in the 60s from Eugenio Barba, Odin Theatret. And it was really meant to be for people that is not used to go to theater. So it's like trying to bring theater to people that are either poor, that cannot afford to buy a ticket to go in a theater, or shy, or they feel inadequate to go to see a performance because they may not be cultured enough to understand. So street theater was born. Theater was born to be brought in places that was everything but theaters. And we both come from that kind of a background that we only did this kind of theater. We don't do traditional theater in theater spaces. It's a different way. We don't come from academy. We are trained more than who did the academy because we've been going on for 30 years and always trying to find different ways of reaching people.
I assume for this kind of theater, the model is different since you have to engage with the public and yet you have to find a way of sustaining yourself. Somebody is funding the project.
Maybe because I've been doing this for so many years, but I feel that it's, there is a need of this kind of theater, of reaching people in the communities. More and more the cities, they start these areas that they have a lot of delinquency, and young people don't know what to do, and people are isolated. And so these kind of interventions are known to be really helpful to get back the societies to connect together and to create things that can please each other. So the more these things are done, the better the societies are. And so it's easier for us to sell, especially in this period that is very difficult in Europe. This kind of theater is the one that they really fund because it's a need.
It seems to me when you go into the community, you are also helping bring the community together. And when we think about food, eating time is a communal activity.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, because normally also in a family, the moment or the whole family are together, it's around the table and eating something. So it's something that people maybe forgot. And so we want that they can remember this and they can stay all together, not only with the family, but with friends or with people that they don't know. But the food, it's a way to communicate with the other.
Food binds us.
Yes, definitely.
I'm speaking with the originator of Soup Kongsi, Cinzia Ciaramicoli and Rita Superbi. Coming up, Cinzia will tell us about how the troupe of artists are engaging with the community in the Medan Pasar area. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. This weekend, on Sunday at noon, there will be an edible performance at Medan Pasar. This event is part of the Diversity in Motion Confluence Festival, which starts Friday, October 19th, and runs through to Sunday, October 21st. I'm here with Cinzia Ciaramicoli and Rita Superbi. We have two more join us.
Настя Медведева.
Yeah, you heard her pronounce her last name. And Jenny Chrissy,
who
is American but has spent the last few years in Poland. Now, Chinsia, you have a lot of different people under your roof. How is that?
Soup Gongsi was born in Europe under the name of Minestrok, and we did it in France in different areas, and then we were invited in Poland by Jenny to perform it for their festival last year. So there I met also Nastya, and they were all part of this project, because this project was also in their community, so they were helping us doing workshops to engage the community to be part of our performance. So now we have the Polish group with us. Nastya is going to be part of the performance. Then we have two Spanish guys in our performance. Then we have one lady from India. Then we have Malaysians also, Shantini Venugopal, obviously, and a German lady, but resident here. And we do have another Malaysian, Chinese-Malaysian man.
Now, this process has started. It will only end on Sunday when you have your performance. What was the first things that you have to do? I believe there were workshops, there was this barter. What went into play?
When we have to do this kind of projects, we have to start to reach the community before. So I went in the area and understood that I needed not only a group of actors, like we are in seven actors in this performance, I needed also a community coming in. So we started contacting immigrant communities, and there was this school, ULC, United Learning Center, for children from Myanmar that are there, so from 4 years to 17-year-olds. These kids are going to be part of our performance. They are going to be part of three scenes of our performance. So we've been working with them, doing workshops, and it's a school that is very near Madame Pasar area. Then we did other workshops. Workshops where we wanted really the people that live there and work there and sleep there, because there are some homeless people, to be in somehow responsible of parts of this performance. So we started to create these balls made out of coconut shells and decorate them with them.
Okay, I think, Jenny, you were working on that today.
Today we did. We helped to make bowls out of coconut shells to decorate them with the people, and also we made masks and different things. And so we started out just all of us together setting up and singing a few songs, and then the people slowly started to come and join us in decorating and doing different things.
You didn't have participants until you started working on this coconuts and mask. And then with your engagement, your singing, you just drew in people.
Yeah, I think the people were really curious what we were doing, standing around a table with glue and little seeds and things, decorating these coconut shells and singing all together. And it's a nice thing because it gives the people an opportunity to invest in the performance, so that that they come back to see the performance.
What did you do while you were there? You were busy making. What did they have to do, these people who came in and asked questions about you?
Actually, we just asked them, if you want, you can also do your mask how you want. And they were happy about this, and they just do. We were not like teaching, just we proposed them do the same. And they also, they started to sing to us.
Yeah.
One family started, because there was an actress, famous actress, television actress, and she started also, we asked her if she can sing, and she also sing. So we sing together.
So that was her barter?
Yeah.
It was an interesting thing because, you know, some people just came to look, like some tough guys were like, oh, maybe I don't want to make a bowl. But in the end, it's so much fun that everybody wants to join.
How many bowls did you get to make today?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't count. A lot.
Yeah. And what will these bowls be used for?
For soup.
Gongsi.
So on Sunday, people don't need to bring their bowls. You'll have bowls to serve the soup in.
We already have beautiful bowls for everyone. Yeah. So, welcome.
People of all ages, children, everybody can come and eat soup.
Jinsa, you mentioned that when you were in Europe, you just went to people and you told them, you know, do you have a potato you can contribute to our soup? And for that potato, I will sing or I will dance. How was this done in KL? Who did you go up to and say, do you have a carrot or do you have a cauliflower or do you have anything to contribute to the soup?
We haven't done it yet. This is going to happen on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. When I came back here in June with Shantini, we were doing another small project in another area and we needed old t-shirts. So we started knocking at the door of people and asking for an old t-shirt to make some craft work also for that situation. And these people were like, why do you want to? I said, we can sing a song for your old t-shirt. And so we started singing. So they would give us this the t-shirt. So we experimented that also Malaysians are happy to give for just a song or a dance.
Okay, you have workshops where you teach the young people to act or sing or to perform. And then you have workshops to make bowls and masks, which you will be using. What other workshops are you conducting?
These are the workshops that are the one that are the easiest to reach the community that is not used to do theater. So we chose these kind of activities that are simple, that can let them express themselves and feeling to contribute. In fact, when they were giving us the balls, because they couldn't bring them home, they said, this is our contribution to your performance. And they were very happy to do that.
What will happen on performance day itself, which is this Sunday?
On the performance day, the neighborhood will already know that we were going to come to perform. So we hope that we...
What time do you start?
At 12 o'clock. We start at 12 with our performance. That is an act that involves some clown techniques. So there's a part that is very funny. There is another part that is a dance because... The imagination that we had, that we went back in the centuries. So this was also in Europe. We imagined to have a big party in a court, like in the Vienna court. And we imagined the costumes and the masks done with all vegetables, like Marcimboldo, which is a painter of the 15th century, would have done.
Now, with this food that you have yet to collect, all right, today you haven't quite collected them yet, but over the next few days you will collect the vegetables. Somebody will have to cut them up. Somebody will be responsible for cooking the soup. I assume it will be this group of people. Rita, you'll be cooking the soup?
Yes, exactly. I will be the cooker.
And who will be cutting it all up?
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
It's the cutting up of the food, the vegetables, part of the performance.
Yes. It's a part of performance because we use rhythm, cutting vegetables, and then we use some tools to smash all the vegetables. And then we do one rhythm with the wood spoon because we all are chef. And so we will do all the food that we are doing there with rhythm.
Nastya, what part will you be playing in the performance? I know that you have done some workshops helping make the soup bowls, and I saw you sewing like crazy today. I don't know what you're sewing, all these long tubes. What is your role in the performance?
I will also chef, small chef.
Sous chef.
And I will also dance, and because we will also have part one part of our performance with puppets. And what I saw today, it was costume for puppets. So,
is the puppet something that's being built right now for the performance on Sunday?
Exactly, it is. We will have six huge puppets.
How huge? How large is your puppet?
3 meters. Yeah.
Wow.
Which we will...
It can be worn. On a brace. So they will be like giants in the square.
And our puppets, it's an international team. Because there, each puppet's like character, different, have different characters from different countries.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. and should be fulfilling for the tummies.
Definitely, because we will be serving the soup at the end of the performance.
Jinxia, what happens if you don't get enough vegetables?
We will add something. We have always a plan B.
It never happens. When we did the performance a year ago in Poland, we had a lot of vegetables, because I think the people are a little bit surprised when you come to the door and say, can I sing you a song for a potato?
I think when you performed in Poland, agrarian culture, when you're outside the city, but you're going to be in downtown city where all of the retailers, they are selling light bulbs and computers. And where are you going to get your potato from or your rice from?
We'll find.
Okay.
We're already looking and discovering people living in some parts, and like in the shop houses on the top floors, there are already people living there. There are many restaurants that we've been talking and trying to be charming with them. So we're already investigating the area and finding our source. And so when from Thursday onwards, there's the period where we're going to really look for, hunt for veggies.
Come on, we have 3 days. It's enough for founts and a lot of vegetables for the soup.
I see the pot right in front of me. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Soup Gongsi is a theatre project happening at the Diversity in Motion Confluence Festival that has started. On Sunday at noon in Medan Pasar, Soup Gongsi will kick off with some clowning and other performances, and these will be followed by a sharing of soup made from contributions from the community. The soup will be served in bowls handcrafted from coconut shells by the community. Other performances include dancers and a large puppet show. Large because the puppets are in excess of 9 feet tall. Attendance at Soup Gongsi is free, as is the other activities and performances at the festival. On Friday, activities start at 4:30 p.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., and on Sunday at noon, all at Medan Pasar. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.